What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, November 9th. Launch day happened yesterday. It's engaging heaven today. Pastor James Levesque, want to thank you as always for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Want to thank you, really, all of you that supported us yesterday. Purchase our book, my new book, 10 Prophetic Values for Today on Amazon. I love the testimonies I'm hearing. And I think we hit number 9 on Amazon, so that's awesome. But purchase the book. It's going to be a blessing to you if you have it. Leave a review. We're going to jump in today. What a wild day yesterday. But today, November 9th, it's called It Must Die. Romans 8 says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. Romans 8:13. If you're going to live for God, there's some things in your past that need to die. If you're going to do what God has called you to do, get rid of those things that are holding you back. If you allow those things to linger, they're going to choke out your destiny. If you allow parts of your life to grow that should have died when you said yes to Jesus, the potential for them to harm you is great. Maybe it's lust, maybe it's slander, maybe it's anger. But when you let those things linger, they'll dominate you. Frankenstein created a monster, and that monster ended up coming back and killing him. Many people flirt with disaster. They're creating a monster that's going to destroy them in the end. Don't tell yourself you can live with it because God says you can't. It's time to kill anything in your life that goes against God before it ends up killing you. Ask the Lord what areas the Lord wants you to cut out of your life. What does He want you to kill today? I've often been fascinated with that Frankenstein story. Number one, I was shocked. My whole life I thought Frankenstein was the monster. It's the doctor. But sin operates that way. Let me be further clear. Thoughts operate that way. When we allow a thought in our lives, when we allow unhealthy pattern in our lives, it will dominate you. And many times, that monster comes back to kill you, and you're wondering what happened. What happened is you created this. You fostered it. You fed it. Because the things you feed in your life are going to grow. Right? You've heard the term before, starve your fears, feed your faith, right? Starve your doubts, feed your faith. When a thought comes in that you're upset about something, how do you handle it? Because what if I told you that thought had the power to put you in hell? I mean, think about that, right? Bitterness, unforgiveness, root of bitterness, but it starts with offense. Crazy thing about offenses is Jesus said they're going to come. So that means it doesn't matter if you feel offended today. Wait an hour, right? Offenses are going to come. It's what do you do with them, right? It's a lot like fear. What do you do in the face of fear? And people don't realize that it's going to destroy you. I've counseled endless amount of people that have all looked back and said, man, if I knew that thought was going to lead to this, if I knew that, you know, feeling this kind of way or whatever, entertaining this, doing this, you know, you don't realize when it comes in acute form how it destroys you. But Frankenstein does. Unbelief does. When someone doesn't get healed, people don't realize, like, the devil wants to seed you with never believing in faith again for a miracle. Whatever it is, you know, these things are patterns in our life that if we're not careful, they will come back to destroy us. People don't see it that way, but you have to start looking at it that way. Our minds are an arena for faith, and there's a war going on, and we cannot allow a thought in our mind. I love Bill Johnson has said this. I can't allow a thought in my mind that is contrary to His. We have to be in a place where our minds, I mean, that's what the Bible says in Romans 12, right? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds are transformed when we guard our heart with diligence, right? Proverbs says that because out of it is, you know, flows the issues of life. Filling our minds with the word, fix our eyes on things above, not on earth beneath. And that's not a one-time thing. It doesn't matter if you did it in 1994 in Toronto. It doesn't matter if you've done it in 93 in Lakeland. Like, that's not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing of renewing your mind by the word of God and living in a place of faith, right? We live faith. We think faith. We speak faith. And that's how a life of abundance takes place. I think I said it yesterday, John 10:10, we love, and it says that, you know, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundant. What we don't realize is right before it, He says, the devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come. Come on now. I've come. And so we know what the devil's desire is, but we have to have a greater understanding of what the Father's trying to do. He comes that you would have life and life more abundant. That's why He's here. And we cannot allow these things to destroy us these unhealthy thoughts, unhealthy attachment. Man, a fence is huge, huge, because the waters of bitterness feel good. Hell is filled with people that have real good reason to be there. They were really wrong. They were really hurt, like for real. But it's what they did with it. They allowed it to fester. They didn't clear up the misunderstanding. They allowed things to fester in their heart. I promise you, the lie is, Pastor James hurt me. I'm going to keep it in my heart and I'm going to avoid the conflict and leave. Baby cakes, you left. And now you still are seething with bitterness. I don't even know something's going on. And then you take it with you to the next place. And that next place you get offended. I've seen this thing play out way too many times. Because you weren't willing to deal with a thought when it came up. You weren't willing to deal with the initial offense. And now a root is established inside of you and has tormented you. And forget me. Your mother, your brother, your sister, closest people to you, family. A lot of times it's the people you open your heart up to the most that have that access to hurt you the greatest. And so we have to guard our hearts. We've got to protect ourselves and not allow ourselves to operate any other way because it will destroy us. That's it for today. Hope you guys are doing well. Check out the book again on Amazon. Leave a review. Let me know about it. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.